So what's the best holiday in Scotland?
In Scotland? Well, Scotland has its own holidays which are different from England. Like, there's Robert's Burns Night, which is on the 22nd of January, and that celebrates a famous Scottish poet. But the one I like best, I think, is Hogmanay.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah, Hogmanay.
Hogmanay.
H-O-G-M-A-N-A-Y. Hogmanay.
And what's that? What's it called?
It's Hogmanay is actually New Year's Eve. Yeah. And in the past, that was a sort of public holiday. Christmas wasn't a holiday in Scotland in the past, but
really?
New Year's Eve was. So it's quite a big celebration. Yeah.
What do they do on Hogmanay?
Well, after midnight, mm-hmm. Before midnight, you have a party and you sing For Auld Lang Syne.
Mm-hmm.
And then you start going first footing.
First footing.
Yeah. So first foot through the door of your neighbor's house. So you go to all of your neighbor's houses.
Wow.
And you have a wee drink, a dram of whiskey or something, and you just wish them all the best for the new year. It's a really lovely tradition.
First footing. So
yes.
Literally the first time you enter a bunch of your neighbor's houses.
Yes, yeah. And if the first person into your house is a tall, dark, handsome stranger carrying a bottle of whiskey and a piece of coal and I think it's called bannock cake, I might be wrong about that, but then you'll be fortunate throughout the year. So the coal represents fire and warmth, right? The whiskey obviously represents
a little bit of cheer.
Yes, cheer, and the cake represents, you know, food and sustenance.
Wow. So do people actually carry those things around with them?
Yes, they do. I still remember when I was a kid, we lived in England, actually, but one Scottish friend came over specially with those things because he felt like we wouldn't be celebrating in England. So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. I have a question, though. I think first footing sounds so nice. But if all of the neighborhood is first footing,
I know.
Who is there to receive the guests when they come in? I mean,
well, my mother's town, which is quite small, for some reason, a bunch of her friends live on the same street, so they usually have a party in one person's house, and then each person runs home quickly before they get to the house to open it up to the rest of
them. So they go in order around them.
So you go on sort of drinking throughout the night until about 5 in the morning.
Wow.
Which is probably why Scottish people have a bit of a reputation.
Thank you very much. That's cool.